Greetings and welcome to the latest edition of the ICE is Chemical Business podcast. I'm Ivan Lerner, Polymers Editor, and today we are looking at the issue for the week of June 27th, 2011, with a featured cover story on the world of bioplastics. Capacity is set to surge. Where are the new projects planned? Let's look inside to find out more. Our bioplastics issue features a graphic global map pointing out the who, what, when, and where of upcoming plants and facilities. It's a prosperous time for bioplastics projects. With the price of oil and petrochemicals soaring, bioplastics have become an increasingly viable proposition. As a result, the next decade will see a fundamental shift in global polymer production, with a group of new bio-based capacities being brought on stream. But even with so many new projects, next-generation biofuels face many challenges. In another article, we discuss how analysts caution that this nascent market, which uses grasses and non-edible components of plants as feedstock, still has to prove itself to investors before it truly takes off. One analyst said, "Scaling up from the demo to commercial scale is going to be a challenge. Developers still need to improve the technology of conversion and, most likely, to simplify the conversion process from its current complex multi-step approach." In other words, producers need to increase the economic viability of second-generation ethanol over the already established first-generation ethanol and improve feedstock flexibility. Then ICE's Chemical Business switches gears and looks at the economy in a special feature titled "The Financial Crisis and the New Normal." Since the latest recession, policymakers have pumped billions into mature economies to try and release pent-up economic growth, but the policy is failing. Then, in this week's section of weekly columns, we have a look at tight supply forcing Asian styrene butadiene rubber makers to raise prices. Increasing costs also push Asia SBR producers to hike their prices for third quarter contracts, but some buyers are resisting the move, opting for monthly contracts instead. Asian SBR prices are expected to rise as producers seek a 17% hike in third quarter contracts. Producers cite tight supply and surging feedstock butadiene costs as drivers for the price hike. Then, acrylates lose momentum in Europe, but Asia heats up. Fresh from winning rollovers from May, buyers in Europe look to July and hope for a decrease. After months of hikes driven by supply constraints and strong demand, European prices for acrylic acid and acrylates seem to be losing momentum, but a recovery in Asian demand could add heat to the cooling market. Meanwhile, weak petrochemical demand impacts naphtha markets. Asian naphtha prices have softened after falls in global crude oil futures, concerns over the global economy, and Greek debt. Naphtha valuations continue to be undermined by reduced demand from the Asian petrochemical sector because of cracker outages and weak downstream demand. All this and so much more is waiting for you in the latest issue of ICE's Chemical Business. It's not on the newsstand, so subscribe today. Thanks for listening, and have a great night.